I'm Kevin, and I'm glad Norman's gone.
I'm Steven. Yeah, screw that guy.
What's going on, guys?
Ah!
And this is the Level 7 Podcast. And welcome to the 30th episode of the Level 7 Podcast. On today's episode, we're talking about Dragon Quest VII on the 3DS.
We're talking about Gabe Newell getting pissed off.
And we're talking about next-gen systems that are kind of the same.
Yes, they're all the same.
Yeah, can we say one thing real quick before we get into anything, though? Yeah. It's our anniversary podcast.
Well, it is. Happy anniversary. Now, here's what I was thinking. It's been like 1 year, right?
Yeah.
So this is episode 30.
Yeah.
So we have missed 22 episodes.
Roughly.
Hey, that's Steven's fault, so I mean.
that's better than a 50% percentage, so I just repeated myself there. But hey, that's good. That's a good
It just percentage. Means we failed every class in school then.
Hey, we're batting over 500. If we were if we were playing baseball, we'd be all-stars.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Pick your analogy.
Yeah.
Well, let's go ahead and jump into these topics, shall we? Dragon Quest is back again, and this time it's a remake of Dragon Quest VII for the 3DS, which is set to come out next year in Japan. Does this make you want to get a 3DS?
So, I already got one. So,
You have an XL. I already have a 3DS as well. What about you, Kevin?
No, I don't have one, but it kind of makes me want to get one. Dragon Quest VII, so I mean.
Yeah, I guess this is more of a question towards you, Kevin. Because, well, let me pose this to you, Norm. Does this game make you want to get an XL?
I want one regardless. Now, I already have Dragon Quest VII on the PlayStation.
I think we all do.
If they fix the load times, if nothing else, that's good enough for me.
Absolutely.
Well, but they're making it 3D, and looks
if
good.
I didn't have a 3DS, I'd say, yeah, that would be a good reason to get one. Now, are they redoing the graphics, or is this just a re-release?
Now, it looked like all the graphics were redone in 3D.
So here's my thing, though. Even if I didn't already have a 3DS, I don't think this is the game that would tip me over. Let's just say I didn't already get tipped over by what I got tipped over by. This wouldn't be what dragged me in.
Well, you don't got time for no 120-hour RPGs.
No, I really don't. I don't even have time for a six-hour game.
Well, about Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah, that would definitely bring me in.
That's high on his list of games to play, I'm sure.
It would bring me and my emo haircut all the way to the 3DS. But I think it's a good release for it. I just don't think I don't think it's a killer app necessarily. It might bring some people in. I understand Dragon Quest is it's a popular franchise, and Dragon Quest VII was a good game.
It's just hard.
It wasn't even that it was hard. It was just
You didn't play it long enough. If you didn't play 20 or 30 hours in, you didn't hit the hard parts. So
I played it up to 40 hours.
Maybe you did get to the hard parts. I had a hard time. You had to grind a lot in that game.
No, well, you did. I didn't like.
I think all Dragon Quests you have to grind. Especially
not
the very
classes. Not like
the very
that.
The very first few ones. Ooh.
Well, I think if they had released, or if you had told me Dragon Quest VIII was coming, that would hook me line and sinker. But Dragon Quest VII, it's a quality release, but I don't think that's what would draw someone in.
There's a lot that they could fix for Dragon Quest VII, whereas Dragon Quest VIII's pretty much. I mean, what could they do for Dragon Quest VIII that would make it better? I can't think of anything. I mean, that's like one of the best Dragon Quest games.
Well, they could, yeah, but I say, because the one, they couldn't fix the story, because that's kind of what's already there. But one of the things they could fix for 7, for me, is take away that outdated, you have to bring up the menu to interface with everything in the game world. Just assign that to a button.
Yeah, it would be nice.
That's something that bugged me. Gabe Newell is fed up with Windows 8 and calls it a catastrophe. He is planning to make Steam available for Linux, and Left 4 Dead 2 will be the first game available on Ubuntu. Is this a major event?
I would say it. I said pretty big if he's just downright calling out Windows 8 and saying it's just straight garbage.
See, I don't know if this is just a threat by him, because, I mean, there's been a lot of rumors that he's going to release Half-Life 3 exclusively for Linux, and that was turned out to be not true.
That wouldn't happen.
I don't know if he would.
So.
Yeah, I don't know if he would. I guess Steam could be available for Linux, but I don't know. They've been talking about this for a long time, ever since I started playing, you know, the original Counter-Strike, like Valve moving over to Linux, and it's never happened. So,
well, they're actually putting some money into it now and actually making games available for Linux.
If they did want to do this, and were they to actually do this, this is not a 1-year business plan. You have to convince your entire fan base to come over to Linux. Because Linux is a very, very small market, and that small market is even smaller with gamers.
Yes.
Actually, I'd say Linux is bigger for gamers than anybody else. More gamers probably have a Linux operating system than, you know, other than maybe scientists and people using computers for, you know, actual important stuff.
But that market isn't big enough. So
I don't know. Ubuntu has made it bigger because it's an easier, it's more like Windows.
But it's still not mainstream.
But Steam putting backing into it could make it get close. I mean, Steam has a lot of, you know, pull in the gaming industry.
It could within like 3 to 5 years. This is not a 1-year plan. That's what I'm saying.
No, right? Yeah.
Could it happen? Yeah, sure, but it would have to be a slow migration. Because say you just went up and did it, just bam. I'm going to take Steam, I'm going to put it on Linux, and F everybody on Windows. Well, that alienates your fan base, right? So you have to slowly go over. You have to open it up on Linux. Then you have to make the Linux deal sweeter. Then you have to support the Linux more than you do the Windows. And then you have to slowly phase out the Windows. And that is only if your fans go to Linux.
I think the more telling thing is he's fed up with Windows 8.
Yeah, that is kind of something we're not really talking about.
I think
I'm hearing
that
from a lot of people.
I think that's really interesting. I don't really like Windows 8 that much either, because I mean, I guess you just have to get used to it. I don't use it. I just play with it in Best Buy, and it was kind of confusing. But I think Windows is trying to move more towards the tablet market, and Gabe Newell wants to stick with the standard desktop market. So
yeah, Windows 8 does seem to be going in kind of an odd direction.
Better watch out for what you say while you play Xbox Live. You may just end up getting banned for it. Do you think this is the right way to go?
I don't think any sense of censorship is the right way to go.
Before we go a little bit farther, let's go ahead and explain a little more what we're talking about.
Yeah, I guess we should. Somebody else can take the reins on this.
It's just their Halo 4 is enacting harsher rules for their online play, where, you know, a lot of things that you could say in Halo 3 might get you banned off Xbox Live if you say it while playing thing, you know. I mean, we don't want to repeat a lot of them here, but just, you know, open up your mind. I'm sure you've heard it enough while playing, but I think it's a good move, and you know, to me, I'm not a big censorship person, but you don't need a lot of that while you're playing.
No, you don't, but you have the ability to personally block the people that upset you. So if you find somebody that is saying some of the things that you don't appreciate, you can just block them. That happens. I've gotten blocked because, I don't know, I guess I was a jerk or something.
This isn't going to be for all speech, though. It's not going to be just for you talking to people and you say a couple cuss words and, oh crap, you get banned. It's more of like personal attacks. I mean, there's people that get, you know, harshly bullied on and by multiple people that gang up on them on. I'm not saying it's a great move. I'm just saying it's.
I'm going to agree with Kevin here. I think it's good they're doing this, because gamers have a really bad reputation right now of being sexist assholes. And I think Xbox Live is a great example of where you can find many of the sexist assholes. And the anonymity, you know, being anonymous on the internet or in a game, you get a little more courage to say stuff to people. And that doesn't give you a right to be disrespectful, though.
No, it doesn't. But I still think that it comes down to, if you have the personal power to get away from somebody, I believe that's the way it should go. Now, if they find a way to still get to you after they've banned you somehow, then fine. Then we can start taking kind of precautionary steps. I don't like the conversations that occur online. Let me say that. I don't like some of
No.
the... Yeah. You know, especially the conversations that occur that give gamers this negative stereotype. I'm not a fan of it. However, if I have the chance to get away from those people, I do. I don't expect the governing body to come in and save me or anything like that. If I can get away from it myself, I'm going to get away from it.
You shouldn't have to be the one that has to leave.
Exactly. I was just about to bring that up. You shouldn't have to be the one that has to leave. People like that just shouldn't be allowed to play. There's no need for it in the game. And I think that's what they're trying to get at with this new rule. And it's not like they're going to ban them forever. I'm sure they'll get warnings. You know?
Well, I hope they would get some type of warning if they are going to enforce this.
Yeah. Remember when we said the PS Vita is dead in the water? Well, we don't want to say we were right, but we aren't wrong. Steven?
Yeah, they're not looking too hot, are they?
So, I mean, every month their sales go down. So
they do, and they keep lowering expectations. That's the big thing.
First of all, I just want to say I'm very proud that we called this way back before it came out. We both said this thing was not going to do anything.
Y'all caught it before I even came to the show, right?
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
I think the first time we talked about it, we said this thing's not going to do well.
And it's so one of the problems still hasn't been addressed. Can you name the killer app for the Vita? Exactly.
The new Persona game that's coming out. Aren't they making a whole new...
No.
They're making a whole new skin just for Persona, right?
Yeah.
they're making a bundle just for this. Like, Persona 4 is going to be the game that grabs people and makes them buy PS Vita.
No.
Now, there are a lot of people that like that game. But how many people do you know play Persona?
Right.
It's just the wrong crowd. Like, the handheld crowd, they're not, like, I'm sorry to say, like, hardcore gamers.
Right.
Play sitting on a couch with their console. They're not playing a Vita, and that's why this thing sucks. Okay, like,
yeah,
I don't see the appeal. There's no appeal to buying a Vita.
I might sit down on the couch and play it if there was, like Steven said, a killer game for it. But
yeah,
there's nothing.
The only game that's going to interest me is Persona 4, and I've already got it, and I've already beat it, and I think I've already played through it a second time.
Think about it. That's what the PlayStation Portable relied on. These remakes and re-releases of these awesome RPGs.
Yeah.
And games like, you know, all the Final Fantasy, the Star Ocean games, hell, even Power Stone, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's what it thrived on.
Now, here's the thing, though. The Vita is kind of suffering from a larger market. Because, I mean, this thing has sold over 1 million units. And let's say that these numbers were transplanted into another time. Say these numbers were transplanted 10 years ago, they would actually look like pretty good sales. It's just that the market is so big now, and the expectations were raised with the DS last cycle.
Not in a climate where you're losing money on every console or every handheld you sell.
Every console has always, not always lost money, but for the majority of the modern era. But that's something else. I'm not saying that it's doing great. It's not.
Yeah, but they also weren't spending, you know, $10, $20, $30 million to develop these, you know, big blockbuster games, you know, $30, $40 million.
They didn't
spend that on Mario, you know. So,
I know, and that's what I'm talking about. Like, that's just kind of one of the effects of being...
I mean, how are you supposed to recoup your costs from that when the PS Vita isn't selling? That ain't happening. Ain't nobody gonna make no games for this thing when nobody buying it.
Well, that's one of the big selling strategies for consoles and has been for a while, is you give away the razors to sell the blades. Norm, you know about that just as well as I do.
Yeah, when the blades all cut your face, they all that's what
the problem is. It just doesn't.
They ain't got no aloe vera on them. They ain't got nothing, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah, they don't. They don't really have any blades to give away. There are no killer apps. I do want to see what it does during the Christmas season. I have said that, but I'm not. I don't have high expectations for it. I think it'll get a bump, but I don't think it's going to be enough to go, ooh, everybody, look at this. So, yeah, that was our first four topics. We're going to take a break so we can calm down, cool down, and all Norman that. Up. Yeah.
I'm going to beat the hell out of Norman.
With sticks.
Go ahead.
We'll be right back.
Fan of the show? Get regular updates on Facebook and Twitter at Level 7 Cast.
And welcome back to the Level 7 Podcast 30th Anniversary Special Jamboree.
Stop. 30th Anniversary?
Yes.
Every episode was an anniversary.
Heck yeah, man.
The first episode was an anniversary.
Every episode is an accomplishment.
I don't know about you, but I party every time afterwards.
Norm.
I take my pants and my underwear off, and I just dance in my room.
Okay, yeah. That's correct. That's what we should be doing. I agree with that. I think our fans should do that too, but that's...
No, they should be doing that while they listen.
No, yeah. Don't send in your pictures.
No, I need those I need those tapes that y'all are supposed to be sending in, but do it that way. Do it with no pants on. That's the right way.
Tapes?
Yeah, the audition tapes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, those! See, I'm sitting here thinking, I gotta take my mind out of the gutter.
No pants.
Well, let's hit these last three topics.
Yeah.
New Xbox details. There's some stuff, and the stuff is about the same as the stuff in the PlayStation 4. Let's talk about the new Xbox.
All right.
Yeah, that's really specific, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, it's next-gen console, and it's got some RAM, and it's got some processors, and it has some controllers, and that's the Xbox.
Well, right. No, they haven't confirmed the controllers.
Hey. It's going to have controllers.
How do you know? It's coming with Kinect 2.0.
Yeah, it might be Kinect only.
Can you see the Xbox making the jump into the no controller market?
After seeing
the Kinect, no. Please get out of the no controller market.
Logically, no, I couldn't see it. Illogically, which is where most businesses live, yeah, sure, I could see him taking a shot at it and then regretting it 2 years later.
Wait, is the console code name really Durango? Holy crap. Durango?
Do you really like pay attention to any of the code names though?
That is just beyond.
No.
So let's just go
that's
over
a car,
little
man. That's like a SUV.
Yeah, I know. You're right, Norm. We should actually talk seriously about it.
So Xbox World Magazine broke details on the new Xbox. They're thinking quad-core processor, 8 gigs of RAM. Apparently, it's just going to be called Xbox, which isn't confusing at all, since the first one was just called Xbox.
Right.
It's going to have a Blu-ray drive. Let's see. It's going to have, like, apparently, the Kinect 2.0 will be driven by a pair of glasses, like the Google glasses, if anyone's seen those.
Sounds neat.
What's interesting about all this is it's kind of like a 2.0 of the current generation. Like, the Wii U just caught up to the Xbox and PlayStation, and now Xbox and PlayStation is taking that next step.
I think they need to wait for the 3.0. That's what they need to wait for is the next one.
Well, I don't like that. The 2.0 thing is exactly what I was expecting. I wasn't expecting... Well, okay, the Kinect 2.0, whatever. Kevin, you're right. They will have controllers. This is going to be a 2.0 system. But after the failure that was, like, the Kinect and the PS Move, do those two systems really want to go into innovative game pads anymore?
They need to iron
I think the market's just big enough for them to do that. There's enough families... and younger children that
they need to make sure it works better is all.
Yeah, they're still going to make it. I mean, because it's good for business, but
I want to see what these glasses are. That's what I'm interested in. Like, if
I think that's stupid.
Well, I don't know.
I mean, I gotta wear glasses.
I don't know. People said the same about 3D movies, and I just went and saw Wreck-It Ralph in 3D. So I mean,
I'm sorry.
I think 3D movies are
good. I mean,
I'm not saying 3D. Okay, we got it. 3D is the next topic. We'll talk about 3D there.
Have you guys seen Wreck-It Ralph?
I have not.
Okay.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Yeah. I don't watch movies, though, so.
You saw Batman.
Well, that's pretty much, I watched good comic movies, and then that's it. And then somehow I got dragged to Total Recall. Anyway, next topic. details on the PS4 have finally surfaced, and it sounds like Sony is really doing it this time. With the system supposed to be able to play 1080p games in 3D at perfect 60 frames per second, do you think this will be feasible?
Sure. I mean, anything's feasible. It's just what's the price going to be?
If it's got 16 gigs of RAM in it, sure, maybe it can have. You can run them at 500 frames per second for all I care. I don't really care. Just make some games that I want to play in the system, man. I mean.
Yeah, it does seem. Yeah, they're worried too much. To me, they're worried too much about kind of the graphics and the processing power, and that's what a lot of people are focused on. I understand focusing on memory and the space of the games, because then you can create larger and more elaborate games, and that can lead to kind of gameplay innovations and all that. But the 3D thing, I don't care. I really don't care. I've yet to see a 3D technology that makes me go, wow.
See, this is what it is. We need to do 3D so we can realize that it's stupid and get away from it. We're going to have to do it before we realize that we don't like it. That's the whole thing.
I think that's where Nintendo got it right with the 3DS. It's cool on some games, the 3D aspect, but they give you the option to turn it off, and the game is still just as good even when it's off. Steven, do you agree with that?
Yeah, I actually play most of my 3D games, though, without the 3D.
Yeah, like they're just as good.
Right. In Tales of the Abyss, you have to play the game without 3D, because the 3D in that is awful. It's terrible. I didn't think they could mess it up that bad.
Well, I just said I watched Wreck-It Ralph in 3D. The thing is, I felt the whole time I was watching it, it didn't have to be in 3D. Like, it was just, I got to see some things a little bit closer. It did nothing to make the movie better, worse, or anything. All it did was cost an extra $350 to go get the glasses. So,
yeah,
that's all we're doing, is making the systems cost more to add things that most people don't care about.
Yeah, so. Like I saw The Avengers in IMAX 3D, and my feeling was, for the first 30 minutes of the movie, I couldn't get comfortable, because we've been over this before. I'm wearing glasses on top of my glasses. It was pretty uncomfortable. And then when I finally got used to it, I'm like, this is okay. This is kind of cool. Like, it's definitely nothing I want to pay extra for. Especially because, you know, you look side to side and you get the blurriness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And sorry, going back to the PS4, I think this is where we all thought it was going to be, like, nothing like too dramatic of a leap. Just kind of perfecting what the last generation of consoles could not.
Right, just the kind of the 2.0 concept.
Yes.
That's what this is going to be, and then they're also going to have the 3D thrown at us, and blah, 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 blah.
I don't know if it'll be enough, but the Wii U is finally out. People are saying nice things about some of the titles, and there's no major catastrophe yet. So, how long until either of y'all get one?
I will point out, there have been a few incidents of a flashing blue light issue where you hook it up to your TV, you turn on the Wii U, and nothing comes on the screen. And it's just a flashing blue light.
Mm-hmm. So just a brick system, basically.
Yeah.
Basically.
At least the launch went much smoother than like when the Wii. Do you remember the Wii launch? I know.
I try to forget
time.
It, but
yeah,
I remember it.
Yeah, there were, you know, system shortages everywhere. There were a lot of reports that people got injured because people were really rabid about this thing.
Yeah.
At least none of that happened.
No.
At least we can walk away from that.
And there, I mean, it's not like it's super rare. I mean, there's some at my Walmart right now down the road. There's Wii U's. It's not like the craziness that the Wii was like. But as far as the actual system, I think it's pretty cool.
I don't know if that
bodes well for Nintendo or not, that people weren't, you know, going Apple for their new console, but I don't know.
I think it's fine. Give it till after Thanksgiving when Christmas shopping starts coming in. I mean, you won't be able to buy a Wii U. So if you want one, I'd probably get one right now.
To get to the question of whether or not or when I'm going to get one, I've said up here that I am going to get one because I can play my Wii games on it. So I'm a different market than either of you because y'all have working Wiis. Because really, there's only one game up there that interests me, and that's the Mario Wii U game. Because, I mean, it got some pretty decent reviews, so I'm at least interested in it. Now,
are you annoyed that the Wii games aren't going to work on the gamepad?
No.
It doesn't bother you at all?
No, I'm okay with playing it with the nunchuck. I'm really okay with that.
It just seems like something they could have easily done.
Well, have you guys noticed the Pro controller looks very similar to a Xbox 360 controller?
Oh, yeah. I noticed it.
How different can you make controllers and still make them feel
ergonomic.
Good?
Yeah.
Just make the bottoms of them sharper or less rounded or put the buttons a little farther apart. I mean, I don't see how much different you can make them. So
it was just interesting to see that.
Yeah, and while my phone goes off right in the middle and my mic falls over. Everything's falling over here in the world of Duncan. Did you notice that?
I just thought you were playing the keyboard. So.
Yeah, that's what I did. I got bored of you two talking, so I went and started playing the keyboard.
So excellent. Blah, blah, the Wii U's out. That's the end of the topic.
No, so here's a little tidbit into the life of Duncan now that it collapsed all around me. I would have gotten a Wii U this week because there are a lot of Wii games that I really want to play, right? But I bought a car. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Mom car.
Did you throw some D's on it?
No, I didn't throw any D's on it. But I had to make a life decision. You know, am I going to buy a new video game system or am I going to get a vehicle? Because I was without one because somebody thrashed my other one.
You picked wrong, champ. You picked wrong.
Apparently I did.
No,
I don't
like
know,
you
man.
Said, weren't you going to wait until there was actually, you know, a good library of games before you bought a Wii U?
Well, I'll say this. For people that didn't really play Xbox or PlayStation 3, and now the Wii U's out, the Wii U launch titles are really good. You think about Mass Effect 3, Batman Arkham City, New Super Mario Brothers, Nintendo Land. I mean, those are some strong launch titles, wouldn't you say?
You think a New Super Mario Brothers game is really a strong launch title?
Yes.
It's a Mario game.
I don't.
I think any Mario at launch is just strong.
I hate the New Super Mario Brother line, and there are so many people that feel the same way, that they just does not have the same spirit and feeling as a Mario game. It just feels different.
But
I haven't played New Super
fine.
Mario Land.
It's still a Mario game.
That's like saying Final Fantasy 13 is saying, oh, it's a Final Fantasy game. I mean,
it is.
But it's not as good. I mean,
So it's not as good as, let's say, Final Fantasy 6, but it's still a good game.
Final Fantasy 10.
Yeah, it's still a good game.
Not as good as.
Yeah,
it's not even as good as Final Fantasy 12.
Like if you,
I mean,
remove...
I know we're getting off topic here, but what I'm saying is, is I don't believe New Super Mario Brothers is a fitting launch title. They should have had a bigger game.
I think it's fine for a launch title.
I think it's fine for one too, and the reason being, it sells. That's the point of a launch title. We're gamers. That's what
it doesn't
we look
sell
at.
To me. And I'm a long-time Nintendo fan.
Okay, it's going to sell to people, though. It's going to sell to millions of people.
I'm people.
You're not a person.
You're a person. People, the masses will go to it.
We'll have to see when the numbers come out for it. We'll see who's right then. See who's right, Steven.
I'm telling you, wait till, just like the Vita, wait till after Christmas, especially with the Wii U, see what it does.
Oh, you think the Wii or the Vita is going to come back?
I didn't say I think it was going to come back. I'm saying the true numbers are going to be measured in January. Because right now, people are doing whatever. You know, the gamers and the people anticipating the system go get the system. But everybody who's in the market is going to go get it at Christmas. That's usually when systems, that's when usually when merchandise in general gets a bump.
Okay, so this may be the last episode we do before Christmas. I'm not sure. What system do you think will be the best seller for the Christmas season?
Be the best seller?
Wii U.
So you think the Wii U will sell the most out of all the consoles?
I'm
or the 3DS.
One pick. You don't get to say Nintendo. That's cheap.
I mean, it depends if the Wii U's in stock, but
here's the thing is I'm with you, Norm. I think it's either going to be the Wii U or the 3DS. And this is why. The market is already saturated with the PS3 and the 360.
Yeah. I mean, who else is going to want one? Because pretty much everyone who wanted one has already got one.
Yeah. I think 3DS will sell a lot better than the Wii U.
It may.
How about the Vita?
No.
Man, get out of here with that. I'll be surprised if it cracks 10,000 sales over the summer or over the Christmas month. Just be like, God. Oh, well.
Vita. We were talking about this on the break, actually. The Vita is an impressive piece of hardware. There's just nothing to play on it.
Exactly.
Yeah. I've played it at the Best Buy kiosk. It's a nice little system.
I've played it in a home before. Like free and like in its natural state and not locked up to a kiosk.
Looking at the top 10 games for it, and they're just like, I've played this guy at 3. I mean, I could play Persona 4 on it, but I could also play it on a PS2, which I already own. And they got what, Final Fantasy X?
That's coming out remake of the PS4 too.
So I mean,
or the PS3.
It's like they're handicapping themselves then.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to make another topic about that system. If for nothing else to go, we told you so again.
Yeah, we'll do it when they stop selling the console. We'll just be like, oh, well, we were right.
Yeah.
Give us $100 each.
Yeah, so. Yeah, that was our final little, our three topics, and this was the anniversary show. Our 30th episode.
30th anniversary.
Right. Yeah. Happy
you only got it right after we kept telling you the entire time, and you have no chance of getting that wrong now. But you'll get it wrong next time. You'll think it's the 32nd episode the next time we do this.
Yeah, I know. And then after that, I'll think it's the 48th. And then after that, I'll think it's the 76th. And then everybody's like, what's wrong with Steven? And then after I take my medication, I'm going to not be on the show anymore.
We will miss you.
Thank you. I'm glad somebody will. So,
well, first we would like to thank Norman for...
Holy crap! I completely forgot about that. Yeah. Yes, thank you, Norman.
You're welcome.
Joining us on our 30th.
How would I miss the 30th anniversary of Level 7 Podcast?
If you didn't show up, if you had a slip,
I overslept.
Yeah, it doesn't go well.
And after all this, we can go party with our pants off.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna party with Assassin's Creed.
Doing that
3.
Already, so.
Oh. Well. So. Until next time,
pants off, dance off.
Take care.